SBS Radio.
Isang bagong report ang lumabas sa nagsasaad na kinakailangang tuunan ng pansin ng mga telecommunication companies ang kanilang customer service pagdating sa tagal nilang magresolba ng problema. Nadiskubre ng isang bagong survey na halos 2 linggo ang average waiting time. At tila mas mahaba ang paghihintay ng mga Australianong gumagamit ng Ingles bilang pangalawang wika nila. Ito ang ulat ni Helen Isbister na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Dahil sanay na ang mga tao ngayon sa bilis ng impormasyon online, mabilis din silang mawala ng pasensya kapag nilalagay sila on hold sa telepono ng mga telecommunications company. Ayon sa mga kliyente, ito ang mga napansin nilang kakulangan ng mga kumpanya pagdating sa paghahanap ng mga resolusyon.
It would be like, oh, like you've reached this person, then it would be like, go online. And then I'd have to like redo it again, and that'd take me another 20 minutes.
They say that it's resolved, and it's not resolved. You ring back, and you're starting from scratch, and you're talking to someone totally different.
Napakita ng isang bagong survey ng Australian Communications Consumer Action Network na malaking problema na ang kabagalang ito sa pagkakamit ng mga resulta. Ayon kay Chief Executive Teresa Corbin, minsan tumatagal ng 2 linggo ang pagresolba sa mga simpleng issue.
What was most disappointing was how many days it took just to resolve simple complaints. So 13 days if you just want to change your address or chase up some basic information or change your plan. But if it's worse than that, like the issue's more complicated, it can take up to 2 months, 60 days to get a resolution.
Saad ni Binibining Corbin na gusto niyang isama ng industriya at ng regulator nito na Australian Communications and Media Authority ang customer service sa kasalukuyang review ng Telecommunications Consumer Protections Code.
I think the telco companies don't resource their customer service enough so that the people that are answering the calls are not well trained, they don't have good back-end systems and they can't actually provide the action that's needed or get the answers quickly to the customers.
Pagdating sa customer satisfaction, ang ngayong wala na na Virgin Mobile ang nakakuha ng pinakamataas na puntos na 70%. Sumunod dito ang Vodafone na may 61%. Nahuhuli ang Telstra at Optus na mayroon lamang 40%. Ayon sa Telstra at Optus, isang taon nang nakalipas noong ginawa ang survey at marami na silang pagbabagong ginawa. Saad ni Vince Humphreys ng Australian Communications and Media Authority, sinusuri ng mabuti ng regulator ang isyung ito kasabay ng mga bagong batas pagdating sa pagtugon sa mga reklamo na inilabas nitong buwan.
Certainly we're aware that some people can find having their complaints dealt with and dealt with in an efficient way a really troubling matter. These rules are meant to stick and we have the powers to apply some fairly severe enforcement options against telcos who don't apply a proper standard of complaints handling.
Saad niya, tinitingnan nila ng mabuti ang National Broadband Network o NBN. May mga bagong patakaran na inanunsyo pagdating sa pagpapabilis sa proseso.
This is really about giving consumers the confidence that they, when they move to NBN, they'll have a working service, and if something goes wrong within a few days of moving to the NBN, that they'll have some reasonable substitute.
Kung anuman ang issue na kailangang tugunan, saan ni Teresa Corbin ng Australian Communications Consumer Action Network na kailangang bigyan ng particular na pansin ang mga kliyenteng gumagamit ng Ingles bilang pangalawang wika.
People who have language issues, who may not speak English very well, then they might be asking their children to make the calls, or in fact they could be trying to access interpreter services, and there's no question that this is not a straightforward process, and also that the children who they're relying on may not even understand all the information either.
Mas mabilis pa rin makahanap ng solusyon sa mga issue sa mga tindahan ng mga telco kumpara sa pagtawag sa telepono.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.